Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 6 matchup between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob, I wasn't thinking clearly this morning, and now that I look at the monitor here, and you should watch us on YouTube, you can see Bob's Srixon hat. He has a whole Srixon outfit on today. Looks unbelievable.
Get your Srixon, Joe. Get your Srixon.
You can watch the whole show, and the numbers are soaring on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube or our website, 937thefan.com. It'll take you right there. I think I grabbed my wife's glasses today. Look at those glasses. What have I done?
Is that why you threw them off your face that quickly?
No, and I didn't even realize it when I did that they weren't even mine. I wear these readers that you buy at Rite Aid. Well, does Rite Aid exist anymore?
No, it's not, I don't think.
Every store is gone, Bob. They're all boarded up from what
I've
seen.
Where did they go, Bob?
Nowhere.
How are there no more Rite Aids? How do you not make money as a Rite Aid?
All the prescriptions that are available, people are living on pills today, you know, prescription stuff. So I'm surprised by that. I don't know.
Anyway. You get the idea. I'll go with Walgreens then. I just buy these readers. That's all. I get them at 1.50 strength. And I've been doing that. Like, I wore regular glasses for 15 years, and I never wear them anymore. I don't need them. You? What do you make of this?
I have glasses here. I'll put them on. I don't like how I look in glasses. But
well, why not just the readers then?
Well, they do both. It helps me to drive. I drive with these on, and I try to read with these on.
I don't need to see to be able to drive.
If I take those off, I can't. It's all fuzzy.
Yeah. That's why you have glasses.
I know.
Right. And I can see a golf ball. Isn't that weird? Like, I follow my golf ball.
You don't
ball.
Wear those glasses when you swing, do you?
No, because they're only for up-close reading.
Yeah, I mean, that threw you all off.
My point is my eyes are still strong enough that I can follow a golf ball right into the woods.
Until it gets to a certain height, and then I lose it. I can see the direction it goes, and I can't see it beyond that.
Limits, do you wear glasses?
I don't, but do you think I would look more sophisticated with them?
Yeah, they'd go with your haircut.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would I look smarter and more intelligent?
No, that would be impossible.
No.
Even with the
glasses?
Yes.
When I start looking like Harry Potter, which you claim that I was yesterday?
Have a Harry Potter.
I'm not insulting your integrity. I'm insulting your intelligence this time.
Indeed, you are.
We all know you're a very smart man, a very sharp man, and a very funny man.
Occasionally, they make a statement.
Right, they could.
I used to
wear blue light glasses around sometimes just as a fashion statement.
The wardrobe needs an upgrade, but you're started from the head down and you're doing well so far. Bob,
it's
do you agree the wardrobe needs an upgrade?
Yes, I do. That'll come in time.
Your specific issue is what with Limits wardrobe?
It doesn't fit right.
Hmm. Doesn't fit right?
Your outfit. Some of the shirts you wear are too big.
And I like bigger
clothes. The shorts. The shorts go down
to his
ankles.
Too big, yes.
Right. Just constructive.
I mean, that's it is.
Down to my ankles.
Yeah, they are.
What am I, 2000s NBA?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
We want you to go back to the times when, who was it, Rick Barry had those shorts that were so short, and he's at the foul line going underhand.
Yeah, I mean, Joe thinks my shorts should be like 6 inches
down.
Well,
let's get this right. Bob was the one with the initial critique that your shirts and sweatshirts are too big.
Too big.
Yes. That is fair. They are bigger clothing. Not just how I prefer it.
That's fine. It just looks sloppy.
Are there interior designs?
Sloppy. Bob, he called it sloppy.
Oh,
That's a shot.
I just say it looks sloppy. That's all.
Are there exterior designers like there are interior? Do people like size up somebody like Limits?
And they can make a difference. It's like trying to get fitted for your golf swing.
You should definitely hire one of them. I'll
definitely have the money for that.
And me and Bob will pay. It's an exterior designer. They size you up like a doll and then dress you.
If I'm not paying a dime for it, I'm all in.
Bob, a little treat for him maybe? I'll pay half.
Okay, you got to find somebody who's good at that, though.
What are they called?
They're
fashion consultant?
Yeah, whatever you want to call them.
All right, a fashion consultant.
See, I think you would, the pants you wear, if they're tighter, would make a better statement for you.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. You throw on a pair of glasses and pants that actually fit. And real shoes.
Do you have a cigar?
Tight jeans, Bob? Is that what you're
cigar
suggesting?
Cigar or even a pipe.
Leather pants?
Do you have a pipe? A pipe.
I do not have a pipe, no.
Bob, I think we're on to something. Meanwhile, you want to talk about fashion moguls. Our next guest is the big boy, Mark Cabali. Is he going to be on? There he look at that.
Oh, huh? We just woke him up.
Look
What's going
that.
On, Mark?
Oh, you're crazy. Hey, you know what? It's pretty hard for Limits to shop for clothes at the Baby Gap, right?
Shots fired.
Funny, Mark.
Hey, do you want to make
a comment about where you're shopping at?
Baby Gap.
Do they have clothes for where you're shopping, Mark?
Oh, my God, Bob. Now shots have really been fired. Limits just insulted Cabali's weight.
This. Here's the funny thing about this. I know a fashion designer that I was going to recommend for y'all. But now, you know what, Limits? To you.
Hey, Mark started it by saying I shop at the Baby Gap, all 145 of me.
But then you went after him.
He went after me first.
Well,
he took the first punch.
Not
and
that
of course,
way, Bob.
I got the flag on
that's
me.
That's what happens.
The second guy.
The retaliatory penalty.
Always
that's what happens. You get stuck with it.
Always gets it. How are you, big boy?
Good, good, good. I mean, you're wearing the Gloria Vanderbilt collection glasses, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know what these are. I took the wrong glasses out of the house, but I need something to see anything. At least up close.
Yeah, one thing in defense of Limits, when you do weigh a 105, it's probably hard to find things to fit properly.
I mean, that is true. Yeah.
He set himself up for one there. Limits, go ahead and take your shot.
You've
back
already
at him.
Penalized
I'm
once
on
before.
The back side of that. I'm on the back side of that, so I agree. I agree. When you're, a little plump, it's hard to find stuff that fits properly as well. So I imagine when you weigh 110, that it's hard to find things that fit properly.
Limits shops for clothes where Kenny Pickett shops for gloves, Bob, in the little toddler section.
Oh, that's even a bigger shot now.
Toddlers are us.
I'm trying to upgrade to the youth section right now. I'm still in toddlers, apparently.
Do you need any of my kids' clothes that he's outgrown?
Hand-me-downs from the babies, yes.
He's eight. He's eight, so it probably fits you.
Well, my hoodies are big enough. They might fit you, Mark. I'm not sure, but we could at least test it out.
Wow.
Here we go.
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
Bob started this all.
Somebody texted
how did I start it?
Limits lost his binky as well. Do any of the kids have any extras of those?
Somebody texted in that my socks are too high, too.
They are. When you wear those shorts that go down to below your knees and then your socks come up to your knees,
Limits,
they don't come up to my knees.
Limits, you have to take the critique here. At some point, you have to upgrade.
But
Everybody wants to see you happy. They want to see
happy.
You engaged.
I'm happy with what I'm wearing now.
No.
I told you
about your haircut.
I don't care what people think about what I wear.
Well,
I try to block it out.
Okay.
I don't try to let it get to me.
All right.
No, we're trying to help.
We're trying to help. Yeah.
And you took the first advice with the hair. It looks much better. I like how it's cut.
I did. It did need
cut. It looks wonderful.
Yeah, it did.
You like the haircut over here, Cabali, with Limits? Can you see him from there?
Can't see it.
Why don't you come around, Limits? Come on in here for a second. And
is he going to Great Clips?
No, he's just going with a haircut that doesn't look like we're in, kindergarten here. Here he is. You like it?
What do you think, Mark? Does it look nice?
I got to move now. Hold on. Do that again. Wow, you got to get rid of the mustache. That's number one.
Well, oh my God.
Yeah, I agree with that. I told you that. Clean-shaven Limits is...
I thought you said you wanted the mustache.
No, we don't want the mustache. We want a clean-shaven Limits who dresses like an adult.
Why can't I pretend to be Paul Skeens for a day?
An adult. Once you get our age, right, Joe, you can dress for comfort.
One of my goals in life was not to have to go to a job where I needed to wear a suit every day, and I Of all the things I didn't accomplish in my life, I did hit that one. I work at a job where I can wear shorts and a sweatshirt every day, Bob. Isn't that a miracle?
That's nice. And I do that here, too. Then I have to change.
I know.
I do that, too, and I get made fun of for it.
Because yours don't fit. Big boy.
What's up?
Let's start with the trades here. Let's start with Joe Flacco to the Bengals. What do you make of this?
Desperation, right? That's about all I can think of right now. I mean, I think Zach Taylor finally figured out in Cincinnati that what we figured out about a month ago, or probably longer than that, is that Jake Browning's not much of a quarterback. So let's bring a veteran in to maybe stabilize something over here in the next month or two, and hopefully Joe Burrow can come back. But I think they're still done. It's just a desperate team just looking for an upgrade at a position that's hard to upgrade midseason.
I think what they're trying to say, Mark, is we're going to have to try to score a lot more points than we're scoring to offset this defense, which can't stop anybody. And so that they went with a guy who has better opportunity to do that versus Jake Browning. But their problems still lie on the defensive side of the ball. I don't care who's their quarterback right now.
But, you know, but they got a couple good receivers. They got actually three good receivers, good tight end. If Joe Flacco still got the arm, get it down the field, the old Flacco throw, right?
What about the offensive line there?
Yeah, that's a little bit of an issue, right? But when you pay your quarterback and two wide receivers that kind of money, there's going to be holes other places. And they had no interest in upgrading their offensive line from last year or their defense in general from last year. So, I mean, didn't we all see this happening? And it's so strange that we can see this happening from a mile away, but they don't realize, our offensive line stinks. Our defense stinks. So how are we going to win games here? They thought they were going to outscore people, but until your quarterback gets hurt and you're screwed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, then let's look at the Harbaugh trade. Teams in the AFC North, I mean, this division's just imploding, so I'll ask you about that. Owe for, I don't know how to say this guy's name, Aloha Gilman. Both of them are starters. Owe has really, with I guess last year's an exception, he did have 10 sacks, but he's never become what they thought he would become. A, who won this trade? And B, are the Ravens done?
I don't think the Ravens are done. But that's some insider trading there, right? You should be some kind of rules.
Yes, Harbaugh and Harbaugh.
Yes, there should be something right there. I mean, the problem Baltimore has had a lot is pressuring the quarterback. And they're getting rid of one of their few guys that was able to pressure, at least had some ability to pressure the quarterback. So I'm sure both sides came to the conclusion that it just wasn't going to fit in that situation. So maybe a change of scenery would help. I would imagine the Chargers got a better trade. I've got a better player than the Ravens did. The Ravens are just an absolute mess right now. And I don't think you get rid of one of your better pass rushers and think that all of a sudden that's going to, you know, lead to something better.
Especially on a week where they're going to take on Matt Stafford and the Rams. In his last two games, he has 6 touchdown passes, no interceptions, tremendous completion percentage. That's a tough assignment, even when they have a full complement of defensive players.
Yeah, the Ravens, they're staring at, 1-5 in the face, right? We've seen the Ravens play enough ball over the years that you don't see them implode very much. None of their guys are really long-term injuries. So if they can get back healthy within a reasonable amount of time, they can make life hell from some teams down the stretch, including the Steelers, who play them twice in what, December and into January.
Mark, do you have any idea how many 1-5 teams in the Super Bowl era have come back to make the playoffs? Wrong. Three.
Super Bowl era? Are we talking about Super Bowl era?
Yeah.
I guess you answered it already, huh?
Name the teams.
Go ahead, Limits. Name the teams. You looked this up yesterday.
Yeah, and the list was wrong. I had to find a new list.
What? Then I have wrong. What? What do you mean it was wrong? You need to update that me on that. I could go write a column based on that with wrong information.
I wish you would have. The 2018 Colts.
Colts.
Yeah.
The 2015 Chiefs as well. And I don't remember the third team.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, at 1-5, at 1-5, I think they're done. You don't?
Well, they have an uphill battle, I would say. But
I'll say this. I could see if they get to win this week somehow, some way, and they beat the Rams, they're
going
to go to a bye week after that.
That would be gigantic.
And then Mark and Joe and Limits,
how are they
going to
win if he doesn't play, though?
Well, I'm just saying.
Lamar.
If they could figure out a way, get to a bye week, and then they have a schedule that lightens up. So 2-4 could give them some optimism into a bye week.
I know the 85 Patriots were 2-3 and made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Good point.
But yeah, honestly, Joe, they can get to 10 wins if they get healthy enough, but Lamar's not going to play for a couple of weeks. Their defense is just, I mean, you can't give up 44 points to the Texans and 500 yards and don't look like you have any semblance of knowing what's going on right there and can think that you could be able to turn around. They could turn it around, but it just might be too late to turn it around.
It'll be like the Bengals last year when they fell so far. It was 4-8. Then they ran off 5 wins in a row and they end up 9-8 and they missed because of all the early problems they had in the season.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark, and it feels like this was a year ago now, but it was their last game, was really impressed with the Steelers against the Vikings. I know that Mike Tomlin kind of let the Vikings back in it late, but I thought, generally speaking, it was a game where so many people, including me, thought the Steelers would get out coached, and the opposite was true. Yeah. I thought the plan was great. It was the first time, even including the Patriots game, that I sensed a violent, destructive, really good Steelers defense. And I know they gave up some big plays, but man, you give me that every week, that kind of destruction, I'll take it. I thought it was an eye opener, at least for me. Maybe people like you thought they were better than that going in, but now I do think they're probably a little better than I thought. That was an eye opener.
Yeah, you know, it just takes time, I think. The problem now is with Ramsey being out, you're going to have to wait another 3-4 weeks, whatever, to get those guys back together all as one, and hopefully nobody else gets injured. But you're right with the coaching staff. I think that's the biggest thing that you look at right there. They proved in this Viking game that, you know, they can outcoach people.
Yes, and I think they did.
Arthur Smith just owned Brian Flores, just owned him. And the flip side of that, too, Terrell Austin just owned Kevin O'Connell. So I think that's one of the bigger things.
Well, wait a second. When you say Austin, aren't we really talking Tomlin?
Like I say, I think it's a group effort during the week, but during game days, I think it's Austin.
So do I, because Bob, you can see that it's a Tomlin design for sure, and I think a Tomlin game plan, but it's very obvious that Austin's the one calling the defensive signals, plays, right?
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it works too. You know, it's the same on offense. I think Tomlin has a vision, and he hires coordinators who have the same vision about what he wants to go. And in this game, they simply wanted to out-muscle that team in the trenches, and they did. Now, the next question is, how long do they employ, you know, Darnell Washington at the expense of Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth in the pass game? You can't do that every single week. I guess it's a week-to-week kind of proposition on who you're playing and what game plan you have, Mark, but you got to get those guys more involved too.
Yeah, I mean, he made it known that this is the personnel he likes with four down linemen. You can't really have smaller guys in there as a 250-pounder like Freiermuth and be successful. And that goes for this week and next week as well. That's fine. If you want to go heavy, you want to go jumbo, you want to go Washington, you want to go Spencer Anderson as, you know, the jumbo tackle.
The most eligible person in Pittsburgh.
But then you have to somehow find a plan to get Freiermuth and or Jonnu Smith involved in the game plan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you should have it wide open right here as the wide receiver two-ish right now to be able to find some more options for them. You just can't have Freiermuth or Smith taking 18 snaps a game. So even if they do move forward to this.
Especially with Austin out, right, Mark? With Austin being out, I mean, I don't think they can – I mean, if he plays, fine. But if he doesn't, somebody's got to pick up the slack there.
Yeah, and Jonnu Smith was a guy that had 80 catches last year, 10 touchdowns. I mean, Freiermuth is still a very good, talented receiver tight end. And maybe they were caught off guard last week a little bit because of Austin did get injured. But if I'm taking – although I love what Skowronek does, and he does definitely have a role in this all – but if you're giving me Skowronek, if you're giving me Scotty Miller, Roman Wilson, or one of those two tight ends we just talked about, being that de facto number two, I'm giving those two tight ends a little bit more of an opportunity.
Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. We still have a lot to talk about. He's going to stick around here. Injury-wise, who does he think is going to be in and out for this game? There seem to be some big questions around the likes of Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Warren. And some other guys here. And also, how much of a threat do the Browns pose this weekend? The big boys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top of the hour, we have a Mount Lebanon grad who wrote about Bill Belichick this week, and I don't think that Bill Belichick liked the story. I'll just say that much about it. And we'll talk to him. He's from a TV station.
WRAL in Raleigh.
WRAL in Raleigh. Pat Welter is his name. He'll join us top of the hour. First, we're talking to Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. This game seems tricky to me, Mark. It seems like the Browns, well, it doesn't seem. They've been very competitive despite their record. They just beat the Packers, and they should have beaten, I thought, anyway, the Vikings. So I think this is going to be a close game. Size up the matchup, if you would. Do you agree with that?
Well, every game the Steelers play are close, so you can pretty much rubber stamp that. But, man, how can you ignore the history here? I mean, we're talking Tomlin off of a bye, 14-4. We're talking about Tomlin, rookie quarterbacks. There's some crazy number there as well. And they haven't lost, Joe, a regular season game in Pittsburgh since 2003.
To the Browns, 18-0. Tomlin's 18-0. But there is one other game they played at home against the Browns that didn't go so well.
Yeah, but we can, you know, it's stats. We can ignore that one.
You're right.
NFL doesn't take postseason into account, so why should we?
So Steelers, fairly emphatically, or what are you getting at here?
Plus, they're coming off of a bye. They should be well rested. I mean, I hate to say the Tomlin trap game or the Tomlin game because usually those are games on the road. I think they should come in here and pretty much hand – very similar to that Vikings game, right, in control. But somehow in the end, you're going to sweat it out for some reason, right? That's the way I look at it. Honestly, you get from 3-1 to 4-1. The numbers are staggering. We're talking about playoff teams that made the playoffs since the new playoff format in 2000. You go from 4-1, you got a 93% chance of making the playoffs. Mm. You go to 3-2, you got about a 55% chance. Mm. So, I mean, numbers are just numbers, but those are very impressive numbers. Well, I think they'll handle this one.
I think the one key here, and they've gotten better in this department, is stopping the running game of the other team. But this young man they have, Quidshon Judkins, has been running his tail off.
Mr.
The only thing he was missing yesterday was the Mr. That's coming from Coach Tomlin. But I think if you look at the way they do it, they're going to heavily go into that, and they're going to test the Steelers, who gave up big amounts of yardage earlier in this season. So they better make, you know, if you're secure there, I think things will be in their favor. You got to put Dylan Gabriel in a pressure situation. Come after him on third down and long or whatever the down and distance is. That sounds like the recipe they're going to be looking at, but it starts first with stopping him.
Yeah, you got to stop him. You got to stop the run game, and you'd be crazy not, like you said, Bump, to be able to test that out early in the game. See if Derek Harmon does really make a difference, which he looked like he pretty much has since he's been inserted into the off and defensive line there. So, yeah, they have to. But, you know, their skill players aren't very talented. Where you have to watch at a little bit with Cleveland is, you know, fitting in with those tight ends, where the Steelers tend to have issues covering. Njoku is very, very good.
And that Harold Landon guy, he came out of nowhere, didn't he? Is he a rookie from Bowling Green?
Yes, good ones. Jerry Jeudy just disappeared. He's not even a part of this offense anymore. The outside guys aren't a part of this. But you're going to need some impressive games from, you know, Peyton Wilson, Patrick Queen, Deshaun Elliott, right up the gut there to be able to stop those guys. Maybe even Brandon Echols, because he'll probably play start at slot corner. So that's where you lose that if you're running the ball and you get the ball to Njoku, which is always a possibility. But I do like the Steelers' chances. Now I like their chances even better going to Cincinnati the 4 days later, because those numbers that apply to Cleveland – Steelers versus Cleveland and Pittsburgh basically apply to the Steelers in Cincinnati. I think they've won.
But what about the Steelers on the road? 21 on the road in division and Thursday night games can't be that good, can it? I can think of at least three off the top of my head that didn't go well, including the Mason Rudolph helmet game.
Yeah.
And the Jacoby Brissett game didn't go well. I know that was Cleveland.
Was the Cleveland snow game a Thursday night game?
That was a Thursday night. The one where it was like Brady zero Quinn degrees.
Might have been.
You're going all the
Jameis Winston one.
Oh, that was also a Thursday night game too.
I was thinking one predating. Yeah, but that was absolutely right, and they lost that game. Which of these two do you think is more difficult, Mark? Is it this week or the Thursday night short week?
Probably Cleveland. But Cleveland, I mean, that cannot be easy to go from – obviously Cleveland to London, back to Cleveland to get ready for the Steelers. So they're pretty much fighting a little uphill battle right there as it is. I just think the Bengals just are cooked. Even if Flacco, what can he learn in a week? I don't know. I think the Cleveland game would give him much more trouble than Cincinnati.
Wow. Elaborate on that if you would. Do you think that we'll see Flacco in that game?
Yes, yeah, I think he'll play this week. They're going to Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to start.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to start this week, big boy?
He's like 49 years old. How much time does he need to learn something? He probably has a handful of plays he's good at. Here's the thing about Flacco. Over the past maybe eight seasons, he hasn't played a ton. He has not played a lot at all. So a bunch of different teams. So he could be a little bit rusty, although don't tell Mike Tomlin that, because apparently, you know, what happened in Indy last year really frightened him, right?
Flacco. But I would take my chances now to getting, you know, with Joe Flacco. He's prone to make interceptions. I mean, he's been really, when he was in Cleveland a few years ago making that happen where they were down to nobody and he came in and kind of rescued them, but he still threw interceptions as the later that went. So he's still prone to do it. They got to make those plays. It's as simple as that.
If they go 5-1, Pump, do you think they win the division?
Yes.
Is it slam dunk? Slam dunk? Joe.
Yes. They better. If they go 5-1, should they win the division? Yes.
Sitting here today, if they don't win this division, it's an abject failure. Do you disagree with that, big boy?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, yeah. If you're 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, you know, hypothetically at that point, it would be an ultimate
driver's seat for sure.
Last year.
And they give themselves enough cushion where you can sustain a couple of losses along the way. But, you know, I still go back to last year, 10-3, and what happened. It can happen if you fall apart.
Yeah, but they're not. It can, of course. And he's had other years where they've fallen apart. It could happen. I'll leave that one there.
Yeah, but right
last
now,
last year was an unusual set of circumstances.
I think the circumstances dictate this, too. I mean, Cleveland is what they are. Cincinnati has no Joe Burrow. I don't care who they put in there. They're still, their defense stinks. And Baltimore has all these injuries and other problems. The way it sits right now, it's hard for me to imagine the Steelers not winning this division.
The Mark Cabale Report, brought to you by IC Light. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and Cabale's on the Fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Everybody's talking about, still, the wide receiver situation, Mark. Do you think they just go with this? Is Calvin Austin going to play? Is Roman Wilson going to get in there? Are they going to address this via trade at some point?
I think the next couple of weeks are huge. Considering what they do move forward, I think the trade deadline is what, November 4th, 5th, somewhere around there, first week of November. So how bad is Calvin Austin's shoulder? I mean, I don't think he'll play this week. I don't think he'll play next week. Now, can you wait until that trade deadline to fortify that position? Yeah, but what are you really going to get? But I would definitely think that they would be in the market of snooping around at that point. But this is, honestly, this is Roman Wilson's opportunity, man. Mm-hmm. He has, what do you look for as a younger guy? Just an opportunity to go in there to show what you can do. With Calvin Austin out and you got Skowronek and Miller as your other two guys, this is your chance. And if he fails here or does not produce or doesn't play or they go with different personnel, that tells you a lot of stuff right now. And I think these next, you know, two games within the next 7 days will go a long way in determining what they do at the trade deadline or how persuasive they're at their trade deadline.
What do you think more likely to happen if they're looking for another receiver? Is it through a trade for a big name or somebody who has a name you recognize? He may not be his best version of himself, but he's a big name, or somebody that we are not necessarily talking about that could be available that, you know, comes in and gives them a little bit of a jolt.
Yeah, I think what this organization has proved over, at least under Omar Khan, is whoever's next man up doesn't mean he's the next man up. They're always trying to improve somehow. So if you're going to hurt Calvin Austin's feelings by bringing somebody in, they don't really care. I mean, that can go across the board here of any position whatsoever. So I think they would really try to single out a team that's obviously done, you know. It kind of stinks now that New Orleans won last week because they got a couple receivers down there that could be available there. I think they'll take a swing at a significant receiver. If not, why do you even worry about it? I mean, if you're going to bring Adam Thielen in, you might as well just stay with what you got. So I think they'll give it a guy that you're like, yeah, I remember him. He's pretty good. He has an opportunity chance to help this team out here, especially if they're – you know, what would they be? Could be 6-1 at the time, 5-2 at the time. But, yeah, I think it'll be a known name if they go out and try to find somebody.
Thank you, big boy. You're a wonderful man.
All right, Mark.
Thanks. Tell Austin Limits that we can get him in touch with one David Allen.
David's good.
Prominent,
he does a lot
very
of good.
Prominent suit maker and fashion guy who has made like 500 different suits for John Cena of the WWE.
Yeah, he's got Cena as one of his big clients. He's got a lot of big clients, and he does a good job. He's a self-made man.
Get his number. Get his number to us, and we'll have him on the show as Limits Fashion.
And he does a fashion show every year.
Really?
So maybe you could have Austin down the runway.
Oh, my God.
Will I be completely in the red financially by the end of the day?
Yes, no, Bob and I will take care of it. You can
wear that will be Bob and Joe.
You can wear a Cam Newton hat on the runway and then a nice suit to go with it.
I think we'll pass on the hat.
See you, big boy.
All right. We'll see you, fellas. See you,
there he goes. Nice man, isn't he, Bob?
He really is. Fun guy.
Yeah.
Very fun.
I still remember he got his car stuck in the mud at training camp, and we tried to get it out of there. And it finally did.
It didn't look muddy. That was the twist to that story. It didn't look like
no, but
it
was. Those wheels were spinning. They weren't moving, and it took everyone to push the thing out.
Well, nobody's wheels are spinning like Bill Belichick's right now. And up next, Pat Welter from WRAL in Raleigh, sports anchor there. He is their Jeff Hathorn. He's their Bob Pompeiani. And man, him and I guess one of his coworkers there, Jeff Hauser, just wrote a story in which they exposed the Belichick program for, oh, wow, just all kinds of things here. Where they spoke to parents. They spoke to sources within the program. It's an unstructured mess. One person told them there's no culture, no organization. It's a complete disaster. I don't fault the players. I fault the leadership that created this toxic environment. Belichick, all he says to his players when he sees them, Bob, is hi, and then he keeps walking.
Well, apparently he doesn't want to talk to anybody. He doesn't talk to the parents of the players.
Hi.
He doesn't talk to anybody. And as one person put it, he sold this as an NFL program. Right now, it doesn't even look like a college program. The parents don't get any communication from any of the coaches. Half of them apparently named Belichick. This is incredible stuff. They just had to suspend one of their coaches. The Hulu documentary was canceled. They apparently weren't showing Drake May highlights. Where is Jordan Hudson around this program? Let's find out from Pat Welter, a Mount Lebanon grad, Bob. Do you know this kid? You should. You're the beat writer.
I don't remember.
I bet he's going to tell. I'm going to make a bet here. I don't know him at all. I just emailed him this morning. I'm going to ask him if he looks to you as a mentor and if he's ever met you. And I bet he says both. Yes to both.
Well, okay. That's a bad reflection on me if I can't remember now. I mean,
you run into all kinds of people. That wouldn't be a bad reflection.
Well, we had a lot of interns during our time there, and so a lot of them I still keep in touch with, but some, you know, time goes on, you never hear from him. I never reach out, so it's hard.
Like Stephen Fabian.
Exactly.
You forgot about him.
I forgot about him.
I had a college kid reach out two weeks ago, and say he wanted to do an interview with me, and I said, sure. And then I gave him a day, and then he said he couldn't do it. He texted me the next day, said it was his birthday. I said, I didn't say, but I thought you
can't squeeze in 20 minutes.
If you really want the interview, your birthday is a long day. Come on.
You contacted me, so therefore you should make it available.
Let's go here.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.